Hello, my name is Julia Sizer. Welcome to Self Care for Teachers, a weekly motivation, refresher, and reminder of why we became teachers in the first place and how valuable we are in order to be our best for our students, our families, and ourselves. In this week's episode, we will be talking about jealousy. We will discuss three ways to get rid of it so that it will no longer wreak havoc in our lives, work, and relationships. Jealous much? I believe we have all either been on the giving or receiving end of that expression. Have you ever been walking to your classroom and caught a glimpse of your neighbor's elaborate decor? Or, more fitting for today's teaching environment, have you ever compared your plain virtual background to a teacher with a full-blown bit emoji classroom? How do you react to the accomplishments of your peers, their classroom management, their stellar organization, the success of their side hustles? Has a feeling of inferiority suddenly come over you and as a result escalated to jealousy? It is safe to say it has happened to most of us. We think we are on beyond such a petty emotion, only to be caught in jealousy's grip. We want to admire and celebrate the strengths and successes of others, but instead of admiring and learning from them, we may find ourselves obsessing about what we are not doing and our self-imagined shortcomings, only to have our energy drained as a result of comparing ourselves among ourselves. B.C. Forbes, the founder of Forbes magazine, said of jealousy, "Jealousy is an inner consciousness of one's own inferiority. It is a mental cancer." Not only is Forbes' quote spot on with what jealousy is, it also reveals the root and the solution to overcome this potentially destructive emotion. What is jealousy in a nutshell? As Forbes described, it is a mental cancer. Left unchecked, jealousy can evoke related emotions of anger, sadness, and depression, which can lead to isolation, depression, and unwarranted combativeness. It spreads. We are then left with our efficacy as teachers as subpar. And who suffers most? Our students. What is the solution toward winning the war against jealousy? It is found in the awareness of the inner consciousness of one's own inferiority that Forbes stated. There are three keys that can help to win the war against jealousy. They are awareness, answering the why question, and affirmation toward yourself and others. Number one, awareness. Check yourself. If you feel the least bit like you are comparing your work and accomplishments to someone else's, stop. Become aware of what you are feeling and recognize it for what it is. It's just a feeling. It's not a fact and not the truth. Plain and simple. Number two, why? Why did this feeling arise in the first place? Upon self-examination, you may discover old feelings of inferiority that were never dealt with. Maybe something happened in your past that caused you to feel this way. Using myself as an example, I was never a great artist. Far from it. And being left-handed, people always made fun of my handwriting. I never had that classic, pretty teacher handwriting. One time, a colleague commented that it looked like a 10-year-old wrote on my whiteboard. Whoa. Not only did that comment hurt, But it then escalated into me making excuses for my handwriting and constantly comparing it with other teachers. And then what's worse, I was excusing it to my students. That's a big no. When I realized I was affecting my students' learning by my own jealousy and insecurity, I stopped. My self-awareness and examination saved me and my students from further damage. Number 3, affirmation toward yourself and others. After my own self-awareness and examination, I then began to stop making excuses and began to appreciate my left-handedness as unique. And at the same time, I consciously and outwardly admired the handwriting of my peers. By outwardly, I mean I complimented them. And I make further conscious efforts to sincerely compliment others on their work and accomplishments. You know, one thing to keep in mind is we don't know what someone else's struggles may be and what it took to get where they are. We can all learn from each other and build a bridge of strength and creativity for ourselves and our students to cross. So be kind to yourself. Affirm yourself and what you have to offer. It's different and unique. We don't have to be like everyone else, and we don't have to keep up with everyone else when we have our own gifts and talents to offer. Jealousy has no place in our classroom or in our hearts. We can take care to be mindful of its presence and put a stop to it once and for all. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I would appreciate it if you could rate, review, or leave a comment. It truly does help my listenership, and I enjoy hearing from other teachers about what their struggles are that may be featured on future episodes. You may follow me on Instagram at selfcareforteachers_Julia, where you will find links to join our Facebook group, as well as my email to request a copy of the transcript for this episode, as well as a speaking engagement request. Until next time, this is Self Care for Teachers. We are amazing. We are peaceful teachers.